This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch. This is a Thursday morning edition, and I am the Captain Matt Bruce as we broadcast from my flagship station, AM860 The Answer, here in Tampa, Florida, to great radio stations across America. A special shout-out goes to our military men and women listening to us right now all across America and around the world, too, via the satellite, plus to our first responders, our EMTs, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, security officers, and the U.S. Coast Guard, too, along with our Border Patrol doing a bang-up job keeping us free and safe. And to all the people working on the Third Watch, the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers and bakers, maintenance, janitorial workers, the mechanics, construction workers, bulk mail centers, too, and the Uber, Lyft, and taxi drivers, thanks for keeping America rolling along. Now, don't forget to check out the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website, the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. Take advantage of all the stuff we have over there. All right, 7 past the hour, and here she is, Ms. Rosemary. Howdy, howdy.
Hi, Captain. Good morning, and wowie, let's raise a hallelujah for sure with with the Bethel group. Anyway, wow, I'll tell you, agonizing 3 hours yesterday. Agonizing.
It was more than three.
Oh, well, I only watched the last three.
Yeah, it was 3.5 hours with the one and 2.5 hours with the other one.
Thank God I missed that one. Mm-hmm. That's been agonizing. Anyway, doing something a little different. I want everybody to know this. Tonight, honorable mentions. Tomorrow night, be online. Regular blessing night, and I've got names galore. In fact, the captain's already named a lot of y'all. So kind of, I had to split it up. There's no other way to do it because there's so many of y'all. So tonight, to all the military, and by the way, there's a special blessings already prayed for. So some of you, most of you know that. If you're new, you'll learn how we do this. We do these every week, but I had to split them up this week a little different because I wanted to say honorable mentions to certain ones that, and let's go with it, that all the military, all the first responders, the U.S. Coast Guard, because we've got possible hurricanes, they're preparing us, the firefighters, law enforcement, all emergency workers, Border Patrol agents, God bless all of you all. I mean, really, where would we be without all, and all the drivers and truckers, creek carrier drivers, the Schaefer, the Hunt, all of you, you companies, and give the captain your names, because I get them on usually on the regular night. I usually do just the, you know, your basic names. But anyway, also our president, Trump, our vice president, I'm just placing a lot of prayer over all of you that I'm talking about here. I'm kind of shaky tonight because it was quite a day. I just was taking over Mueller. I mean, the poor man, I was agonizing for 3 hours. How is he going to make it through this? I'm not sure he did. Not sure. Oh, my goodness, what I was listening to. But anyway, let me give you a little verse here, too, because it's so perfect for now. And in Galatians, I was reading it. Oh, that's perfect for now. It states, let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we'll reap if we do not give up. If we don't faint is what it uses, what it actually says. And we're learning, if we stay with it, people, we're winning. I hate to tell the other side this. The snake doesn't always know its head is cut off, but we're winning. And thank God, he's still the God over our nation. And again, to all our military, to all of you who are there protecting us, to our President Trump, to our Vice President, and to their families. We put extra protection over them, extra wisdom, because we know they're going to fight harder. You know, the evil ones are going to just fight harder because, after all, every time there's a victory on our side. So remember, tomorrow, try to be online because most of you know who you are. I've got your names down. I just couldn't get them all on tonight. And Trucker Ed, you hang in there. You're on there tomorrow night. The rest of you, you're there. Vinny, I heard about you, Cousin Vinny. Captain told me all about that. You guys are on there for blessings tomorrow night, so be sure to be online. And that will be a very special blessing for healings, so be sure to be in on that. And remember, everybody, God cares very much for every one of you, and I love you all so much, and I can only say, wow, what a day, and we really need to, my theme song, let's raise a hallelujah, we can sure raise one tonight for the win. Raise a hallelujah in the presence of our enemies. We saw it happen, we witnessed it, and we have a lot to be grateful for. Let's just be grateful for and not lose any of our freedoms, and I don't think we will, not this team. Thank you so much, Captain. God bless you all. God bless America. Tomorrow, total blessings night. I'm going to start right in with them. So I got a lot of names. Be sure to be online because you know you're probably going to get named. And by the way, putting that name out's important. You don't know that, but it is. It puts a special blessing on you. And by the way, all who are listening tonight, may God bless every one of you because you may not always be able to get on tomorrow night. If you're new, may God bless you for listening to being part of the best show you could possibly ever listen to. That's Captain's America. Absolutely, the Captain's America. God bless every one of you. God bless you too, Captain, for all you do. Thank you all. Get to you tomorrow. And in the meantime, remember, God loves every one of you, and I love every one of you so very, very much. Thank you, Captain.
All right, yes, Miss Rosemary, our prayer intercessor. And coming up, I'm going to be playing probably the best soundbite of the whole day yesterday. It was Robert Mueller and Congressman Mike Johnson at the House Judiciary Committee in the morning. I'm going to play the whole thing in its entirety. It's about 4 minutes and 50 seconds long because he gave, well, actually it's 4 minutes and 30 seconds long because he gave 30 seconds. He gave up the last of his time to Congressman Jim Jordan to ask a question. But here's the deal. This back and forth when Congressman Mike Johnson told Mueller, who tried to interject something, he says, "It's my time. It's my time." And he kept Mueller quiet. And I was thinking to myself, oh, boy. But what was said, how it was said, the answer that he actually got back when Mueller gave an answer to the statement that he made in the question was to die for. Unbelievable. What a day yesterday. So don't go anywhere. We're coming right back. This is the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm the Captain, Matt Bruce, as we broadcast live from Tampa, Florida, all across the USA.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers.
You're not a live-underground gopher.
You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, you are. This portion of the program, the Captain's America Third Watch with me, the Captain, is being brought to you by Relief Factor. And as you know, I take Relief Factor, have been for about 3 years. And if you've been struggling with severe nagging pain like I was, because I've got arthritis, now I've had a spine that's been fused, broken my back twice, had a replacement ankle, I've broken a leg, broken a shoulder, broken my wrist twice, my left and my right. What happens is, after many years of misuse and this, that, and the other, and not doing the right thing all the time, is you develop arthritis. Now, I did, and it's very painful from time to time. I don't need to explain. But I'll have back pain. I've had neck pain, shoulder pain. I've had foot and ankle pain, knee pain, hip pain. Because, you know, you got problems with your wheels. Guess what? It goes up, not down, and can bother you for quite a bit. So I took Mobic and Flexeril for about 10 years, but it had side effects to it. And there were times when I'd feel a little dizzy or a little woozy, and maybe I shouldn't have been driving because, you know, it just kind of, you weren't yourself, but I did what I did because I had to. And the fact of the matter is that when I got off that, I said, no, I've had enough of this. I decided to take a leave. Now, leave is okay, but not three times a day. Two for breakfast, two for lunch, two for supper, because it can create problems internally. You can start bleeding and not even know it. And there was a danger of that. And I noticed I had a cut one day and it just kept bleeding and bleeding and bleeding. Never should have. And I went, okay, time to do something different. So I heard the ad for Relief Factor. And I said, well, you know, $20, what have we got to lose? So I spent the $19.95, ordered a 3-week quick start, and boom, it worked. Now, I would strongly suggest if you're suffering from nagging pain or muscle aches or things that you just can't seem to get rid of, this is an all-natural way of doing it, Relief Factor. And you can use the 3-week quick start to determine whether or not it's going to work for you. It's only going to cost you $19.95. And here's where you go. ReliefFactor.com/captain. ReliefFactor.com/captain is the website. Now, when you go there, there's going to be a little video that you can watch. It's going to tell you all about it. It's going to tell you about the ingredients and how you use it to begin with 3 times a day if you're really having some problems, severe problems. And then you cut it down the next week to 2, and then you either leave it at 2, or if you can, you go down to 1. But most people, if they've got some pretty nagging pain, they're going to be at least 2 a day, 1 in the morning, 1 at night, which is what I do. So, again, $19.95, the 3-week quick start. Go over to ReliefFactor.com/captain, ReliefFactor.com/captain. It worked for me. Hopefully it will work for you, and it'll give you some true, true relief. Okay, this is Congressman Mike Johnson. And Mike Johnson, yesterday, had quite a little tete-a-tete going on with Robert Mueller. Listen to this.
Mr. Mueller, you've been asked over here on the far right, sir. You've been asked a lot of questions here today, and to be frank, you performed as most of us expected. You've stuck closely to your report, and you have declined to answer many of our questions on both sides. As the closer for the Republican side, I know you're glad to get to the close, I want to summarize the highlights of what we have heard and what we know. You spent 2 years and nearly $30 million taxpayer dollars and unlimited resources to prepare a nearly 450-page report, which you describe today as very thorough. Millions of Americans today maintain genuine concerns about your work, in large part because of the infamous and widely publicized bias of your investigating team members, which we now know included 14 Democrats and 0 Republicans. Campaign finance reports later showed that team, excuse me, it's my time, that team of Democrat investigators you hired donated more than $60,000 to the Hillary Clinton campaign and other Democratic candidates. Your team also included Peter Strzok and Lisa Page, which have been discussed today, and they had the lurid text messages that confirmed they openly mocked and hated Donald Trump and his supporters, and they vowed to take him out. Mr. Ratcliffe asked you earlier this morning, quote, can you give me an example other than Donald Trump where the Justice Department determined that an investigated person was not exonerated because their innocence was not conclusively determined, unquote. You answered, I cannot. Sir, that is unprecedented. The President believed from the very beginning that you and your special counsel team had serious conflicts. This is stated in the report and acknowledged by everybody. And yet, President Trump cooperated fully with the investigation. He knew he had done nothing wrong, and he encouraged all witnesses to cooperate with the investigation and produce more than 1.4 million pages of information and allowed over 40 witnesses who were directly affiliated with the White House or his campaign. Your report acknowledges on page 61, volume 2, that a volume of evidence exists of the President telling many people privately, quote, the President was concerned about the impact of the Russian investigation on his ability to govern and to address important foreign relations issues and even matters of national security. And on page 174, volume 2, your report also acknowledges that the Supreme Court has held, quote, the President's removal powers are at their zenith with respect to principal officers, that is, officers who must be appointed by the President and who report to him directly. The President's exclusive and illimitable power of removal of those principal officers furthers the President's ability to ensure that the laws are faithfully executed, unquote. And that would even include the Attorney General. Look, in spite of all of that, nothing ever happened to stop or impede your special counsel's investigation. Nobody was fired by the President, nothing was curtailed, and the investigation continued unencumbered for 22 long months. As you finally concluded in Volume 1, the evidence, quote, did not establish that the President was involved in an underlying crime related to Russian election interference, unquote. And the evidence, quote, did not establish that the President or those close to him were involved in any Russian conspiracies or had an unlawful relationship with any Russian official, unquote. Over those 22 long months that your investigation dragged along, the President became increasingly frustrated, as many of the American people did, with its effects on our country and his ability to govern. He vented about this to his lawyer and his close associates, and he even shared his frustrations, as we all know, on Twitter. But while the President's social media accounts might have influenced some in the media or the opinion of some of the American people, none of those audiences were targets or witnesses in your investigation. The president never affected anybody's testimony. He never demanded to end the investigation or demanded that you be terminated. And he never misled Congress, the DOJ, or the special counsel. Those, sir, are undisputed facts. There will be a lot of discussion, I predict, today, and great frustration throughout the country about the fact that you wouldn't answer any questions here about the origins of this whole charade, which was the infamous Christopher Steele dossier, now proven to be totally bogus, even though it is listed and specifically referenced in your report. But as our hearing is concluding, we apparently will get no comment on that from you. Mr. Mueller, there's one primary reason why you were called here today and by the Democrat majority of our committee. Our colleagues on the other side of the aisle just want political cover. They desperately wanted you today to tell them they should impeach the president. But the one thing you have said very clearly today is that your report is complete and thorough, and you completely agree with and stand by its recommendations and all of its content. Is that right?
True.
Wow. 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 Did Congressman Johnson nail him to the wall? All right, let's go right to the telephone lines. We've got Ian on the line. Good morning, sir.
Yeah, here's another story that you haven't heard about. Now, we all know what's going on down in Puerto Rico with that governor.
Right? We do.
Oh, by the way, did you know he's a Democrat?
Yes, of course.
Yeah, well, that really didn't get out, did it?
No, it did. I was talking about...
I mean, like on the mainstream media out there.
No, you know, no.
They're not saying these. It's kind of hushed up, but.
Yep.
I haven't heard anybody say, oh, by the way, Trump was right. Trump called this when that hurricane went through there in 2017, right after Irma, was September 2017.
Yep.
Remember, he was a racist. He hated that he was going to kill everybody in Puerto Rico. He hated them. He didn't want to help him. It was Trump's fault.
Yep.
Trump made the hurricane come to Puerto Rico, and Trump said it back then. That the place is corrupt, crooked, and bogus, it's not the people of Puerto Rico. They're good people. It's every little town's got a gang down there.
Sure.
That's why they couldn't get relief supplies, because Americans, we didn't want to pay every little racket to get the offload the equipment and the supplies and every little barrio and village down there. Oh, by the way, I haven't heard any of the mockingbirds come out and say, oh, by the way, Trump was right about Puerto Rico.
Mm-hmm.
Where's that story, huh?
Yeah.
That's what I called about. Thanks.
You're right. And by the way, when you speak about Puerto Rico, I was the one that sat here night after night after night and told you that there were supplies in the port because they already had supplies that had been brought in anticipation of the storm that was going to hit. The truck drivers were on strike. The truck drivers took their trucks home. They couldn't get back because of all the power lines and the poles that went down and the trees that went down. There was no way that they could get back. They had to wait for the streets to clear to get back so they could pick up the containers and take them out in the countryside and deliver them. Then, just in the last 2 to 3 weeks, with the arrests of some of these government officials, and there was 2 or 3 or 4 of them that got arrested, they found thousands of cases of bottled water. Thousands of cases in the middle of nowhere in the jungle that had been taken and put out there to be sold on the black market. That's what happened in Puerto Rico. And that's what we talked about for months here on the program when every time somebody would bring it up. Okay, coming right back with our first Military and Veterans News segment. Don't go anywhere. Kathy, your turn.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have 2 convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Thank you.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump still calls the Russia investigation a hoax, and he said he doesn't think much of Robert Mueller's 7 hours of testimony on Capitol Hill.
I think Robert Mueller did a horrible job, both today and with respect to the investigation.
During questioning by Intelligence Committee member Congresswoman Val Demings, Mueller weighed in on whether the president's written responses to his questions were adequate.
Director Mueller, isn't it fair to say that the president's written answers were not only inadequate and incomplete because he didn't answer many of your questions, but where he did, his answers show that he wasn't always being truthful?
I would say generally.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi said impeachment is not off the table, but she said it has to be a solid case and not about politics. This is USA Radio News.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook. And you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on America's Third Watch.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, it is time for our first military and veterans news segment here in the Captain's America Third Watch, brought to you, as always, by the National Aviation Academy. By the way, Bo Browning from National Aviation Academy will be around in hour number four. We'll take your questions, and Bo will be giving you some answers. So, here's more about the National Aviation Academy right now.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, you know, I got an idea for you guys and gals that will help jumpstart your career and your paycheck. And for those of you that are getting out of the military, you've got a skill, you're not really sure what you want to do, you want to take your time and think about what you might want to do for your future. That's all well and good. But I want you to know that there's a place where you can go, and in 14 short months, you can be well on your way to a high-paying, in-demand job with unlimited earning potential for growth as an aviation maintenance tech, and it's not as difficult as you think. So if you're in a dead-end job, if you're going nowhere with no chance for the future, a pay raise or promotion, check out the National Aviation Academy. That's right, the National Aviation Academy. They have two locations to serve you. They have one in Concord, Massachusetts, just outside Boston. And the other one is down here in Clearwater, Florida, in the Tampa Bay, Florida area. And as I said, in 14 short months, you can be well on your way to a high-paying, in-demand job with unlimited earning potential for growth as an aviation maintenance tech. It is not uncommon to start out at $50,000 or $60,000 a year. It is not uncommon to work all the hours that you want and make $60,000, $70,000, $80,000 a year the first year. It is also not uncommon to wind up with a job with a military contractor or an overseas contractor and get a six-figure salary right off the bat. A six-figure salary. Think about that. Now, check them out online by going to naa.edu. That's naa.edu. Schedule a tour. Tell them you want to take the tour of one of their facilities. Or you can give them a call at 800-659-2080. That's 800-659-2080 to find out more. And again, always tell them you want to take the tour because you want to see what they're all about. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. You'll get the white gloves treatment. National Aviation Academy, NAA.edu, 800-659-2080. Well, the Senate overwhelmingly approved Dr. Mark Esper to be the country's 27th defense secretary, ending a wait of more than 200 days for a permanent Pentagon leader. Now, Dr. Esper, West Point graduate, combat veteran, is a good one. He comes from the Army. He was the former Secretary of the Army. And he will do a good job. Now, also, U.S. Central Command is now reporting that they had engaged two Iranian drones last week over the Straits of Hormuz. Not one, but two. The U.S. military said it destroyed the first Iranian drone as it came within 1,000 yards, and the second one, which was not very far away, we were locked and loaded on the target, but they turned and flew away with that drone. They took aim. Our people took aim. The Navy took aim at the second drone, but it turned and flew away. Now, the Afghan government has called for clarification after President Donald Trump said he could win the 18-year war in 10 days, but that Afghanistan would be wiped off the face of the earth, and the Afghans are seeking clarity of Trump's talk of wiping the country out. And obviously, that reference, in my humble way of thinking, would be dropping a nuclear bomb over there and saying, okay, we're going to make this into a parking lot for Pakistan. That's what I'm thinking. Now, as lawmakers decide the fate of General John Hyten's nomination for vice chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, they met privately to interview the woman who had accused him of sexually assaulting her, according to two Democratic senators. Now, General Hyten has been a picture-perfect type of general until now. And this woman surfaced to accuse him of sexually assaulting her. Now, I don't know if it happened or if it didn't happen, but there's way, way, way too much of this stuff taking place, as you well know. We'll go back to General David Petraeus. Well, shoot, let's go back in American history. General Dwight Eisenhower had a mistress. A book was written about it. And, of course, we all know about Marilyn Monroe and the Kennedys. So there you go. Now, top brass within the ranks of the East Coast-based Marines have been taking a look for the past few years beyond the military expeditionary unit and towards what it would take to put an entire Marine expeditionary force in Europe. Now, where that would be, they're not saying, and we'll find out when we find out, I guess. But they're talking about taking an entire Marine expeditionary unit and assigning them, stationing them, if you will, in Europe. Not sure where that would be. We talked the other day about the fact that Alaska is going to become a more important training site for the Marines in the future, too. Now, the United States and Canada must maintain a clear-eyed view of new security challenges in the Arctic to include the ability of Russian submarines that can launch cruise missiles from the region. Now, NORTHCOM says that the United States and Canada is working out security plans because it's already known that Russian subs go north and they just kind of disappear into the scheme of things, but they're on patrol in the northern part of the world, up there under the ice pack, and you never know where they're going to be. Also, the U.S. Marines and troops from three allied nations demonstrated new amphibious capabilities as they stormed a beach this week in the Australian state of Queensland. And, of course, we've got quite a few Marines that are now stationed down in Australia, and they worked with some other of our countries that we are allied with down there, not only the Australian forces, but also New Zealand and somebody else. All right, let's drift down over to the telephone lines here. Good morning. Who's this, Dan the Man?
Hey, Dan the Man. I'm a big Eisenhower scholar.
Okay, well, you only got about 2 minutes, so make it quick.
Okay, I can do it quicker than that. There was never any evidence that he had an affair while he was over there. He was very close to a British woman, an aide.
His driver.
His driver. Mm-hmm. Her name escapes me, but there's never been a historian that said he definitely had an affair. You know, that's a little different than, say, Bill Clinton or the Kennedys. This guy was away from his wife.
Yeah, I remember they wrote
years.
A book about it. I remember reading it.
Yeah, but most serious historians would say it's inconclusive, and about half of those would say it never happened.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm a big Ike guy, and when I hear it, I always correct the R. I put my 2 cents in.
Well, my dad served under Eisenhower, and he even told me that Eisenhower was a ladies' man.
Oh, he probably was. Mm-hmm. I mean, all the generals were.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the Navy, the Pacific Command in World War II, Nimitz, Halsey, Leahy, King, mm-hmm. high-functioning alcoholics. They all die very painful, either stomach cancer or high blood pressure.
Mm.
You know, King wasted for a long time. Nimitz died of stomach cancer. Actually, Nimitz, he was on the verge of dying of stomach cancer and took a bottle of sleeping pills and committed suicide.
Mm.
But a lot of these guys were that way. And, yeah, Eisenhower at one time was a pretty good-looking guy, very physical, very athletic. But as far as Kate, what was her last name?
Here comes the music.
Any evidence.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, I will talk to you later then.
All right, you got it. All right, Dan the Man, Lafayette, Indiana. We appreciate his input. And, again, I remember reading the book about Eisenhower and his affair. Matter of fact, I think I read it in high school. But anyway, we'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Do you own a timeshare? Well, you probably now realize it wasn't a good idea, and the financial strain it's putting on you and your family has you stressed, and you probably think there's no way out. This is Steve Sanchez, and you know I've been an advocate for hardworking Americans just like you for 27 years, and there's a way out of this financial nightmare, and my friends at Wesley Financial, the leading timeshare cancellations company in the country, can help you cancel your timeshare guaranteed. Being lied to, misled, and pressured into buying a timeshare doesn't have to be your story. but freedom of being out of it can be. I have a special free information kit that will give you the step-by-step process that Wesley Financial uses to get you out of your timeshare guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100. That's 1-800-501-6100 or visit stevesanchez.info. You don't have to have the financial nightmare of a timeshare any longer. Wesley Financial can help you get out guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Hi, this is Mark Walters from Armed American Radio, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with the captain himself, Matt Bruce.
All righty, it's time for a Truckers Highway and Byway Report, and let's get it going.
Well, I ask an old truck driver about life out on the road. If he does a lot of singing when he's bringing in his load, there's a pretty waitress crying for him every 100 miles. If he gets a lot of loving, if he has a lot of smiles. And I ask him if those puppet songs tell about a life like his. He said, if you want to know the truth about it, here's the way it is. All I do is drive, 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 drive to stay alive.
my mind. Oh, my Lord, keep my eye upon the road. I got nothing in common with any man who's home every day at five. All I do is drive, 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 drive.
Alrighty, Johnny Cash, all he does is drive, 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 drive. Okay, boring life out on the road, huh? But, well, not really. It can be what you want it to be. Now, let me just tell you the Highway and Byway Report for the truckers, brought to you by your pilot in Flying J. Next time you see one of them out there, if you haven't stopped, stop by and see what they're all about, because they've changed things for the better. It's not your daddy's truck stop anymore. Now, isolated severe thunderstorms may occur today across portions of the northern plains and upper Midwest. Large hail and damaging winds appear to be the main threats. There could be a tornado or two mixed in with it. Now, meanwhile, monsoonal moisture will produce a localized threat for flash flooding in the southwest region through at least Friday, while heat risk impacts will continue across portions of the desert southwest through at least Sunday, including the valleys out there in California. Now, let's take a look first at up north, because in Montana tonight, that's where the weather is kind of iffy. We've got not only a fire threat advisory through most of the central part of Montana, but to the east of Bozeman, we've got some unsettled weather conditions. There is a possibility for some of those severe thunderstorms to get cranked up, go into the Dakotas, north and south, and where they'll go from there, we're not exactly sure yet. Now, also, there is rain, lots of it tonight in Nevada, just north of Las Vegas, from the west to the east across the southern part of Nevada in the higher elevations. And Mesquite, Nevada, if you're going that way, you'll probably find some rain there right on the edge of the Utah border. Now, there's also rain tonight in the southern part of Colorado, I-25 north coming out of New Mexico, where there's rain in the northern part of New Mexico. Now, let's go out to California, because in California, from the central part of California out about Ontario, straight on up over the top, up over towards Bakersfield, and on up into Sacramento Way and towards Redding, you have got a high heat advisory. Temperatures today will be at or near 100 degrees, but the heat index will take you up around 110, 115, maybe even warmer in some spots in the high desert. Now, taking a look at the foul weather conditions, as far as the air conditions, rather, for bad air quality, Phoenix, Arizona, again, third day in a row, and the Metroplex of Dallas, third day in a row, San Antonio, Austin area, third day in a row, Houston down to Galveston, third day in a row. And that's kind of unusual that Houston and Galveston would be that way, because you got the Gulf there, but there isn't much of a breeze blowing, as most of you know, around the Gulf, unless you get a thunderstorm cranked up there, which could happen because the afternoon thunderstorms are around. Now, the Truckers Highway and Byway Report is always brought to you by our friends at Pilot and Flying J. Now, have you stopped at a Pilot or Flying J lately? They've changed some things around, made it a lot better, especially at the Pilots, because, of course, some of the Pilots they made bigger. Some of the Pilots they bought a truck stop chain and took their travel centers that they had and used their facilities and modernized them up some more, made it a little bit more spiffy for the drivers out there. Now, Pilots and Flying J's main restaurants, it may include an Arby's, a Chester's Chicken, a Dairy Queen, a Denny's, a McDonald's, Pizza Hut, Subway, Taco Bell, Wendy's, Huddle House, Moe's Southwest Grill. And if you're up north, you might find a Dunkin' Donuts full service, because Dunkin' Donuts these days has got food. And the food isn't bad. I stopped at my local Dunkin' Donuts on the way home yesterday and got my iced coffee and got a bacon, egg, and cheese bagel with an order of the hash browns, and that wasn't too bad at all. And I'm telling you, they've got a lunch menu there, too. And they're just getting up in the world. How about that? Dunkin' Donuts is getting up there in the world. So, Pilot and Flying J, next time you see the sign, pull on in there. And by the way, tell them the captain sent you. And especially up there in Georgia, Valdosta and Lake City, you will get a free cup of coffee just by telling them the captain sent you. So there you go. And howdy, howdy to our friends up there in Georgia tonight. All right, let's go right to the telephone line. We've got Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. There was a series of breaking news stories last night in addition to the Mueller testimony yesterday. But little old Kim Jong-un decided to fire a couple of missiles, and he put them about 270 miles out there into the sea. So that got everybody's attention.
It got some people's attention for sure. He fired two within about 10 minutes of each other, 10, 15 minutes of each other from the Wonsan base in eastern North Korea, which landed in the Sea of Japan. This is very similar to the launch that he did, I think, the first week of May.
Mm-hmm.
So the Trump White House has kind of expressed little concern on this. Some people have their feathers ruffled on it, but this will, if there's any kind of plans for the next summit, this might throw some sand in the gears that we won't necessarily have one.
Yeah.
So they're not ICBMs. They're just short-range rockets. And the interesting response would be from Japan, but I haven't seen one yet. Have you?
No, I haven't seen a word out of Japan. And by the way, he's just trying to remain relevant.
Well, he is.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, let's talk about Puerto Rico, because yesterday they estimate 1 million people were in the streets, and they were starting to riot and this, that, and the other, and all that stuff. And then the legislature was putting together an impeachment proceeding to go against this governor to get him out of office. And then late last night, he says, I've had it. I agree. I get it. I'm going to resign effective next Friday. It's going to take me about a week to get the new guy in and get everything in order so I can leave next Friday. So it kind of settled things down, but there was a huge celebration in Puerto Rico last night all around the country.
Yes, exactly. So he had pre-recorded that video, and it put everybody on hold pretty much all day long waiting for the announcement, because it got out that he was making the announcement, and he chose to make it around midnight.
Right.
Actually air the video on midnight. Now, I think what he's doing is he met with the cabinet, whatever cabinet he's got left, because mm-hmm. so many of them have either been quit or others have been arrested
mm-hmm.
on doing some kind of transfer of power, whatever that necessarily is, and where they go from here.
Uh-huh.
At least that's what he's telling us. I believe that he is going to be cleaning up some of his own financial corruption issues, so when he leaves, there won't be any trace of some nefarious things that he had been doing.
Well, it continues to come up about these supplies, the hurricane stuff, and, you know, how people had taken this stuff and sold it on the black market. And
well, I think in this particular case, however, he was stealing himself.
Oh, boy.
And, he had been involved in some interesting illicit activities that he's cleaning up.
All righty, we'll hold that thought. Folks, you're going to take a break. Top of the hour news. Denise will be back after the top of the hour news with me. And obviously, yes, we are going to talk about what took place in D.C. yesterday. But we're also going to talk about Mr. Epstein and what he tried to do to himself last night in New York City in a prison in Manhattan. I'll be right back.
When you need to know, the Captain's America.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool.
Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go. Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.